Simon Kufn and Tess. Ain't not only daim el bekel. You have to use a kli. We learned that from Naima Paraduma. Ashes have to be in a kli, or the mikdash they used a kli for washing one's hands and feet before doing a holy in the base of mikdash. Chol akelim shevim. Whether kli is mekabel tumah or not, it is kosher. Afiyu kli glolim, kli avonim, kli adama, what it's made even out of animal droppings, stone or earth, which are not mekabel tumah. But it has to be a kli kibul. It has to be a kli that the water you put into it remains inside. So she marks the revius. It also has to be able to hold a revius of water. Nikev akonis mashke dahayne shem yasima yisal mashke mikontum b'teich b'teich ha-nekev. V'godam y'nekev shem mashke b'teich ha-kli yitzin boi. The size of a hole that passes the kli is the type of hole that if you put the kli on water, the water will seep in, which is slightly larger than the hole that if the kli is full of water, something would drip out. When you reach that size of a hole, then it's not considered kli in respect to an interior shetayim. Even the hole was halfway up, you have revius underneath it, so the hole you have a full kli, it's not the revius underneath it, since the water is going out through the area above the hole, which is not a kli anymore. The mice, we treat as the whole thing as not being a good kli in respect to Tilas Yodai.